Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, as we get started on this Gratitude Wednesday, let's take a brief moment and pause. Dana is going to jump in here with some good and breaking news that has just cleared this afternoon.
Just got a text from a friend of mine, and we're working to get more information, but this is the breaking news update. Quite frankly, we did not think we would be bringing you, and I am thrilled to be able to share this news with our listeners. Kansas City, Missouri police have located Sweet Marjorie. Marjorie Tompkins, we have been telling you about her for 6 days now after she somehow wandered off either during, before, or after a doctor appointment at Truman Med. She has been located. She's in an ambulance. She is safe, and they are working now to return her back to her home where she belongs. And that is nothing short of a Thanksgiving miracle. To anyone who had a hand in bringing that woman back, wow.
That is remarkable. She went missing from the hospital, was last seen getting into a car, then last seen getting onto a bus, headed for downtown. This occurred 6 days ago. We've been updating her story throughout the week, but quite frankly, expecting the worst, Dana has just provided you with the best news possible. Marjorie Tompkins has been found, and she is alive. Thank God for that. Let's start with Gratitude Wednesday. Just remember the rule. Your family is already included in your gratitude. For some of you, you may not like your family. That's fine. But otherwise, we're just going to get an hour of I'm grateful for my wife or my husband or my kids or whatever. Let's just assume that you're grateful for your family, and we'll get some other gratitude stuff in here. Amy in Spring Hill called in last hour and wanted to hold for Gratitude Wednesday. We certainly honor that request. And Amy, you start us off. Hello.
Hi, my name's Amy, and I am very grateful for all of our military veterans. Amen. For all their hard work, sacrifice, and the dedication they have for our country. Fortunately, I get to celebrate this Thanksgiving with my daughter, but there are many families who do not get to celebrate with their soldiers while they're away, and also for the families who have, you know, grandchildren and aunts and uncles and everything that, you know, are maybe not the veteran, but their families, you know, are making that sacrifice. So I am very, very grateful for all of those people.
Amy, well said.
Well said.
Certainly. Absolutely. Everything you just said is true. Deanna in Kansas City, Kansas. Deanna, hello.
Hello. Hi. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to all three of you and everybody out there. And that is the best news ever about Marjorie Tompkins.
Yeah,
I'm so glad to hear it.
Just wow.
I am so ever grateful for the charity that relieved me of all my medical debt. I don't know who they are, but somebody came in and it was about $8,000 to $10,000 worth of debt, medical debt that wow. I don't owe anymore. And on top of that, I think this is who you were interviewing that one time, Dana. I'm not sure. Oh, I think that's who it was. I'm hoping. Also, they reimbursed me about nearly $2,500, $2,480 of payments that I had already been making.
Hang on for a second here, Deanna. You had about $8,000 to $10,000 worth of medical bills, and someone swooped in and just cleaned that debt for you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, wow. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And you don't know who it was?
No. The hospital told me that a charity took care of my medical debt. And I remember the interview that Dana did about, you know, don't call us because I don't have a number. I don't work that way. I work through the hospital. And I was calling to make a payment on my bill like I do every payday. And they said, nope, you don't know. The hospital's already relieving you but through a charity. And don't make any more payments. Wait until you get your next statement. Well, I never saw it. After 3 weeks, I went ahead and called trying to make another payment. I said, you don't know anything.
Unbelievable. Charity.
Yeah, and then I called him back, and I told him about the one I had in collections. There was still like $1,300 left on that, and they took care of that, too.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Deanna, thank you for the call.
There are good people in this world.
It is gratitude.
You want to send a thank you note. You don't even know where to send it.
Well, that's the whole point of charity.
That's lovely and incredible.
913-586-7798. Carol in Lawrence. Hello, welcome.
Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Well, my family is all gone. My friends, I've managed to outlive most of them, are no longer around. And I've got arthritis. I'm 83 years old. I have a fractured vertebrae.
Oh, my.
But I am so thankful that I still wake up breathing every day. Absolutely. And then the two of you are on my list for the rest of the day. So I've got a lot to be thankful for.
Oh,
and I love your show. Love both of you. I wish I was younger.
Well, Carol, we love talking to you. I want to thank you for listening. We're thankful for you.
Well, that's good to know.
Carol, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Thank you both.
All right. You be well. Huh. Sweet lady. Shirley in Kansas City. Shirley, hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, I got to say real quick, you guys make me so happy. My drive home at night. And it's just blessed by you guys because you guys make me laugh and you make me feel good.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so I'm very grateful to God that he let me do my dream job for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I was a zookeeper, and I got to work with pretty much everything after 30 years. And I got to... Big cats are my specialty, especially lions. And I worked with them 9 years straight when we opened the Kopi. So I love my lions. I'm very passionate about that. And I'm still working with animals to this day. So I just am so thankful for that.
What a great job, Shirley.
Oh, it can be a little scary sometimes, but I was really never scared. I always felt pretty confident in what I was doing. So, I mean, I was meant to do it. I told my dad before he died when I was 9, he passed away. And I remember when I was 7 years old, I told him, when I grew up, I'm going to work at the zoo.
I'll be darned.
And sure enough, I did it.
Shirley, good for you.
Can I do one more real quick?
Please? Sure.
Of course.
I want to say that I am very thankful for every child and every animal that gets adopted and given a good home.
Amen.
Shirley, thank you for the call. And I listened to her gratitude while watching video. I am obsessed of Mahali and that little baby at the Sedgwick County Zoo. If you missed that, it is on podcast. We spoke with the Sedgwick County Zoo yesterday about that video that's gone viral. 700 million people have viewed that video of the mama chimpanzee running and grabbing and hugging and loving on that baby that she was reunited with 48 hours after an emergency C-section.
How many million views are you responsible for?
620 million.
I knew.
There's one today, and she's rocking him and picking at his little monkey face. Look at her.
Is she picking his little
Chris
monkey
Chris came home last night. He goes, are you still watching that monkey video? And I said, I can't.
Why don't they just do a live? Why don't they do a live cam on it?
I just want to check in with that monkey every single day.
That was like a thing years ago.
April the giraffe having a baby.
Right. And they would do a live cam of this. Why don't they do a live cam of this monkey?
Oh, Mahali is today cleaning behind his ears, and she picks up his ear.
Does she eat it?
No, she just rubs it. turns it over, and he's just laying there looking up at her.
He's getting an ear massage. But does she, like, pick his nose and eat it or something? Would that be gross?
I think it's lovely, and I will watch her eat those little baby boogers all day long because I'm obsessed.
They are primal.
They are, indeed. From the text line 3830, I am grateful that you are about to replay the cranberry sauce opening so that my wife can hear it because it was awesome.
Fail.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right. Fire when ready. Go ahead.
All right. Ready?
We're ready.
It came flying out. I wasn't ready for that. Wait a minute.
Hang on. I got a second one. I got another one right here. Hang on.
That was anticlimactic.
That was fast.
Here we go.
Last year it took three.
It was hard to get out last year. I like this guy better.
All right, here we go. Yep. Keep going.
This one's not working.
Smack it. A six-year-old Carly wrote in, and Carly is thankful for my house, dogs, and the world. And eight-year-old Sydney tagged on to the text as well. I'm thankful for my teacher because she helps me when I don't know the answer. Okay. All right. You're in. From the text line 2962, I am thankful for pirate jokes. Are you really?
You are?
Okay.
I all see right. What you did there.
Reel it back in, guys.
Reel it in.
Another update on this sweet story of bringing Marjorie home today. Kansas City Police just texted me back. It was an ATA supervisor who saw Marjorie, recognized her, and called for help to get her back home. And I know our transportation workers and supervisors do not get enough love for all of the work they do for this town. Hats off to the ATA today. You saved that woman's life.
Amen. It was a miracle. Goldie in North Kansas City. Goldie, hello.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Same to you.
I am grateful for all the responsible pet owners who bring their animals to our clinic for spay-neuter to help reduce pet overpopulation in our community.
That's a good one.
It's a great one.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, Goldie, you're in. Jason in Raytown. Jason, hello.
Hi, guys. This might sound pretty minimal, and there's a story behind it, but I am thankful for recyclable plastic cutlery for therein and paper plates. My wife and I moved out here to Kansas City about 6 years ago from a farm in western Kansas. So we have no family, no children. It's just the two of us. And you can't break down grandma's recipe for anything. It's got to be made the way it is. So we had way too much food. And our neighbors had smelled it and what's going on? So we invited them over. Next thing you know, we had the whole block over and fed everybody. And then at the end of the evening on Thanksgiving, we had about 40 dishes of every kind, bowl, plate, silverware to wash. And we have no dishwasher.
Oh.
So it has ballooned. But from there, now the whole block, every Thanksgiving, but actually it started on Sunday. People start dropping off like pallets of wood and charcoal, and we'll get the occasional canned good or this, or can you make this for us? And so everybody kind of pitches in. But now it's turned out that the whole block, we live on kind of a horseshoe here in Raytown, and Thanksgiving is just one big feast, and we do venison and turkey and ham and brisket and the whole nine yards. But what started as just a bunch of people showing up and then us doing all the dishes has turned out to be kind of a blessing in disguise with camaraderie. We even do a secret Santa now.
I love it.
Oh, that's great. Jason, happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yes, thank you, guys. You too.
All right, be well. From the text line 5440, I am thankful I can still work. And I'm thankful that you guys are on the radio, so when I'm driving in my car, I can laugh. But I must admit, sometimes you make me pee in my pants just a little bit. Well, sorry about that. Sorry. Seth in Kansas City. Seth, hello.
Hi, Dana and Scott. I am so grateful to work at Children's Mercy Hospital with amazing coworkers.
Amen.
Clinical, non-clinical, and executive leadership are courageous and compassionate when they show up every day in spite of insurmountable challenges in healthcare right now. And so I am very grateful for each of them.
I always say you hope you never need it, but we are so thankful Children's Mercy is here when you do.
Yes.
Seth, thank you for the work, man. I mean it.
Thank you.
All right, be well. I'm gonna butcher this name. Is it Jelaine?
Yes.
Oh, well, wow. I'm thankful that I got your name right on the first guest. Jelaine, hello.
Well, I'm thankful for the entire staff at the Baldwin Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center down in Baldwin City, Kansas. You talk about a group of people that don't get a lot of thanks. They took my husband in April the 20th. He weighed 162 pounds. He's 6'3". They literally saved his life from the kitchen staff to nurses to the finance people to the driver to Tommy, the maintenance man, all of them. They've all made – he's up to 200 pounds now. Yeah. You won't find a more – loving group of people than the caregivers in that nursing home. And wow. I just wanted to kind of give them a shout out.
Jelaine, that's a great call. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, I fat fingers. I'm sorry I cut you off. We got one more before the bottom of the hour break. Lee in Raytown. Lee, hello.
Hey, I'm going to try to get through this without crying. But I'm grateful for Dana. And the reason I'm grateful for Dana is because she gives people a priceless gift with her legacy recordings. And she mentioned it yesterday on the air in passing, and I was thinking I should have her do that for my dad, not knowing that he was probably already gone at the time, because I found out that we lost him today. So I'm grateful for her for providing that for people.
Hmm. Oh, Lee, we are so terribly sorry. I am so terribly sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Hang in there.
God bless.
God bless you and hang in there. And I don't talk about that. I don't talk about it very often. The number of people who have reached out who have lost their loved ones this year, but who did get the story on tape. I did it for a dear friend of mine. Her mother-in-law and her sweet husband died 2 weeks apart, Scott. And even if you do it yourself, get their story on tape. You'll be glad that you did. And Lee, we are so terribly sorry at the loss of your sweet dad.
God bless you. God bless your family. Bianca, Erica, Kathy, John, all the others, hang tight. It is Grateful Wednesday. The things that you are grateful for. As we head into the Thanksgiving holiday break, remember, we always presume that you're thankful for your family. Not trying to minimize the importance of family on a holiday like this, but otherwise we just get an hour of I'm thankful for my family. So give us something else. What else are you thankful for? What else do you have gratitude for on this day before Thanksgiving? 586-7798.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we got a full board. Gratitude Wednesday is a big deal for y'all. And if you can't get in on the phone lines, you are always welcome. And we will try, I can't promise it, but we will try to get your gratitude on the air. Or you can just wait until we finish with a caller, and that will free open a line. It is Gratitude Wednesday. The things that you are grateful for, family notwithstanding, on this Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday, 586-7798. Bianca in Florida. Oh, hello, Florida. Hi.
Hi, I just have two quick ones. Hi, I just have two quick ones for you guys. One, I'm so thankful that you guys have the app and podcast so that I could take you with me. I moved from Lawrence about a year and a half ago. I was there for over a decade, and I listened to you guys every day since 2013, which, you know, I'm probably outside your demographic because I started listening when I was 20.
Wow, and, good. Glad to still have you on board, Bianca. We love our younger listeners.
Yes, you guys are amazing. And my second one is I'm so thankful that I still have a house after Ian, and that you guys were still on the air and you were able to give me so much happiness after, like, as you walk through the devastation.
Mm. Where are you in Florida, Bianca?
So I'm in Port Charlotte. We got hit by the eye. Yeah. We're right above Punta Gorda.
And how is the cleanup and all of that going?
Oh, it's been a hot mess. My street still looks like a bomb went off. I mean, everywhere has debris taller than my minivan. It's like 9, 10 feet tall. So it's unfortunate. But, you know, everybody's working together. We had a tree fall in our house, and our neighbors came over and helped us cut it down and kind of piece it out and pile it by the street. So we're so thankful for the community and everybody, you know, trying to keep spirits up. So we're just thankful
Bianca,
to have electricity.
Hang in there. Parents have friends who were right where the worst part of Ian hit. And, you know, it leaves the news cycle, and we're in Kansas City, and I don't want to say we forget about it, but we start reporting on the next hurricane that came right after Ian.
Well, and the next big news story. I mean, we do forget about it if you don't live right there.
Still living under the debris, and so it's a great reminder, and thank you for it, Bianca, and it's good to hear from you.
Just a couple from the text line here real quick. 3599 says, I am very grateful that gas is now $2.99 in Raymore. $2.99 in Western Shawnee today as well. From 9306, I had a mental breakdown in July, and I am very thankful for it. I work in healthcare, and it forced me to step away for 3 months and actually take care of myself.
Good for you.
Things are not easy, but they are different, and it's a better different. Mental health professionals are my heroes. Erica in Kansas City, you're next. Hi.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Same.
I am grateful for, well, it's kind of a combo, but I'm mostly grateful for organ donors. My best friend of almost 40 years had what you would call an emergency heart transplant this summer. She spent almost 80 days in the hospital, but if it wasn't for organ donors, she would not be here. And with that being said, I'm also super grateful for the St. Luke's heart transplant team who took such great care of her and to keep her still on this planet and enjoying another Thanksgiving with us.
Erica, that's a good one. Thank you.
And if it reminds you to go online right now and sign up for the organ donor registry, please do it.
Can't you do that on your driver's license?
You can, still? But you also have to tell your family.
Oh, amen to that. Kathy in Kansas City. Kathy, hi.
Hi. I'm so glad to speak with you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. The pleasure's
ours. Oh, thank you. You guys are so entertaining, and I am grateful for you guys. But
thank you.
I called in today because I'm especially grateful for modern technology that have taught medical professionals to help me save my eye, my vision. I have been blind in one eye since I was 7 and with a retina detachment, and then I've had 2 retina detachments as an adult in my good eye, which have resulted in me being technically legally blind. But because of modern technologies, I can still see. So I use magnifiers and other things and a white cane so that I can walk around outside and be in the... But I can still work and enjoy my life. I just can't drive, but I get chauffeured around, so that's a plus.
That's great.
And so I'm just really grateful that I'm able to still enjoy seeing my grandchildren, and that's what I wanted to share today.
Kathy, God bless.
That's lovely. Thank you.
All right. From the text line, I am grateful for healthcare workers. Our daughter works in the NICU at KU Health, and while we will not get a traditional Thanksgiving, I know that she will bring comfort to those tiny babies who need it so. John in Lawrence. John, hello.
Hey, guys. Party bus guy here. How y'all doing?
Well, hi.
Well, I am thankful for, after 22 months of living with friends and family because of COVID, it bankrupted us. We lost our home. We lost everything.
Oh,
well,
John.
We have a new place this week, our brand new home. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm also thankful for an insurance company that sent us a fat check because their insurer totaled out our car in October. So we pick up our new car next week. I'm so thankful.
Well, John, after everything that you've been through, you are such a great reminder to look at the bright side. You've had one hell of a couple of years, my friend.
Yes, I have. And Scott, keep on checking out my videos I send you.
I will. All right, John, be good, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Bill in Independence. Bill, hello.
Hello. I wanted to give my thank you for not playing Christmas music all the time. Thank you.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Oh, the fountains are frozen over, and the leaves have long been on the ground.
Now, why would you go and do that?
There's a warm feeling here.
Okay.
Through the year.
All right.
It's like nowhere else I've found. Because it's Christmas.
All right.
In Kansas City.
All right, that's one and done. That you have done it one time in 2022. You're done for the year.
I am not done for the year. Bill, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you guys. Justin in Independence. Justin, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff to be thankful for. But the main two are I've been off of opiates and heroin for 5 years.
Wow.
As of like November 18th.
Congratulations, and, my friend. That's incredible.
Yeah, thank you. And so I know you said not to mention family, but I'm gonna kind of mention them because you know they've been great. Because you know it's tough, especially coming back from that. And they've been very good to me. The main thing I'm thankful for, though, is my girlfriend, Amy. And we'll be together a year, December 18th. And she's been awesome. And she's been a really big part of my life and helping me get better and become a better person and keep me on the right track. So I really appreciate her. And yeah, and I appreciate your guys' show too. And thankful I have a job that I can, enjoy your guys' show too.
Well, Justin, we're thankful you are here because, you know, there's so much bad news in the cycle and in our stack that we read about that specific opioid addiction and the outcomes that are so often so devastating to families. And so good for you. We're proud of your sobriety and keep at it.
Stacy in Harrisonville. Stacy, hello.
Hello. I would just like to say I am thankful for getting fired July 27th and getting a new job that is $5 an hour more with a company vehicle, company credit card for the company vehicle for gas.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of an upgrade after 5.5 years of a job that was thankless every which way to Sunday. And now, starting in November, I've got $5 an hour raise. I've got a company gas card, company car that I can bring home. Blessing, blessing, blessing.
Well, Stacy, I'm glad you got fired from your job.
Me too. I'm glad that everybody else was able to take their COVID time, even if they didn't think they had COVID, they could just say, I have COVID. And when I was severely sick and not vaccinated, I ultimately, genuinely thought I had COVID. 5 days, no call, no show, and I got terminated. So thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Before we get to the break, Greg in Richmond. Hello, Greg.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
I'm doing great. I am thankful for my drug and alcohol recovery. I've been sober for 13 years, clean for 14 years, and I'm thankful I'm in a position that I not only help co-lead a program in my church, that my employer has allowed me to set up a recovery program at my job.
Oh, wow. Great.
It's been amazing.
So they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk.
Yeah, it's completely anonymous. Nobody knows why anybody's over there. Nobody's names are brought up. It's been amazing that they've allowed me to do this.
Greg, good for you, man. Congratulations on your sobriety. That's fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
All right, be well. Quick break. We've got a full board, so we'll try to get everybody in as quickly as we can. We understand that everybody's got a lot that they want to get on the air, that they want to say that they're grateful for. Totally understand that. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, we've got here's the deal. We've got about 7 minutes left in the show, maybe a little bit less, and we have six of you on the line. So what we're going to try to do is get everybody in. But folks, what we're asking is that you keep your gratitude, if you could, please, to less than a minute, which is to say, get in, get out, get your gratitude on the air, and we'll move on to somebody else so everybody gets a chance. Carrie in Lansing, can you do it in a minute?
Yes, I can.
All right, go ahead, partner.
2020, August 4th, my wife died of metastatic breast cancer. It was a dark time. 3 months later, my son went into rehab for alcoholism. Fast forward 2 years, I'm finally seeing joy in my life. My son is sober. I miss my wife like crazy, but I don't, it's not agony like it was. And I am incredibly grateful for that and want the world to know.
Carrie, God bless you, man.
Take care.
All right, be well. Maureen in Independence. Maureen, hello.
Yes, I can do it in less than a minute.
All right, go ahead.
I received this in the mail a couple of years ago. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you're richer than 75% of this world. and I have all of those, and I'm sure most of your listeners do too. I'm grateful.
Thank you for keeping it in perspective, Maureen.
Bye.
All right. From the text line, since I'm going to eat some of the time because they didn't use the full minute, I am grateful for elastic waistbands. That is from 0623. It is my third year since I came to the United States to live with my wife. I am thankful that I am able to work and go to school in this amazing country. All right. Bear in Oak Grove. Bear, hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hi.
I am very grateful for all health workers. My son has been going through some pretty bad struggles here lately, and it's going to be a long road, but we're getting him help and can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Good. So, good. Good for you, good. Bear.
Bear, hang in there.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
We'll do it.
All right.
Have a great Thanksgiving, you all.
You do the same. Happy Thanksgiving. From 9232, I am grateful that I have my dream job now. I work at KCAC. Working on aircraft, I get to see News Chopper 9 take off and land every single day. Johnny Rollins waves at me, and I must confess, I'm a little starstruck every single time.
He is so nice. You go up and say hi to him. He's such a nice guy.
Ken in Lawrence. Ken, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm grateful for you yourself, which I met back in the 80s with Rick Barrett at KLW on radio station when I was a sporting goods store in Lawrence. And since I've had my cancer, got over my cancer, I listen to you guys because I referred to you to when I go to medical treatments in Kansas City, how to get there without having the traffic delays.
Oh.
And I love you guys. I love Sam. I love Dana's laugh. And
oh.
I wish you all well.
You and I met back when I was at KLWN?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. Well, that was before he was like old.
Come on now.
Do I know? What'd you say?
I said, easy. That puts the age on us.
That's true. That's true, man.
But Rick Barrett and I used to do a radio show.
All right. Ken, love it, man. Thank you for calling in.
Be safe.
All right. You do the same. Maurice in Leawood. Maurice, hello.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I love your show, too, or our show. I'm grateful that my two nephews are alive and probably weren't expected to be. One is a Formula 2 driver that was almost killed 2 years ago. The other guy was killed. His feet were taken off, and he was in a coma for a month. They ended up being able to save both of his feet. He came out of the coma, took a year to get back to walking, 18 months. And as of last Saturday, he raced his first Formula 2 race again. My other nephew on my other side, somebody gave him an ecstasy pill, or was supposedly an ecstasy pill, at a concert. Later on that night, he had a heart attack. They took him to the emergency room. They never were really able to revive him. They did get a heartbeat. He was on a ventilator for a month. They were taking him off the ventilator to harvest his organs. He woke up and he talked.
Oh, wow.
It took 3 months to learn to walk again. Last week, he got his driver's license and had his next birthday. And he got his job back last week.
Maurice, wow. What a great story. Thank you. We're going to have to end it there. If you don't mind, I'd like to take just a brief moment. Family is notwithstanding, because I know that all three of us are...
You about to break your own rule?
Horribly thankful for our own families. I wanted to just tell everyone I am grateful for continued sobriety. I woke up sober again today, and I'm going to go to bed sober again today. And I am more than grateful for the two of you who have taught me more about radio than I could have ever thought I would learn, and for making coming to work every single day an absolute treat. I love you both. I'm thankful for you both. I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. We've got to get out of here. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a wonderful holiday vacation. We'll see you in a couple of days. Take care. Be safe. Be well. And be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.